Susanna was pretty sure that the performer on stage was Richard Penniman. Club-crawling folkies such as herself affected disdain for anyone who rocked harder than Phil Oakes. But Suze had always had a soft spot in her heart for little Richard. Good golly, Miss Molly, you sure liked the ball. She guessed it was a deader thing. Did these people once upon a time use their doors to vacation in various wheres and whens of their choice? Did they use the power of the beams to turn certain levels of the tower into tourist attractions? She asked Nigel, who told her he was sure he did not know. Nigel still sounded sad about the loss of his eyes. Finally, they came into an echoing rotunda with doors marching all around its mighty circumference. The marble tiles on the floor were laid in a black and white checkerboard pattern Susanna remembered from certain troubled dreams in which Mia had fed her chap. Above, high and high, constellations of electric stars winked in a blue firmament that was now showing plenty of cracks. This place reminded her of the Cradle of Lud, and even more strongly of Grand Central Station. Somewhere in the walls, air conditioners or exchangers ran rustily. The smell in the air was weirdly familiar, and after a short struggle, Susanna identified it, Comet Cleanser. They sponsored The Price is Right, which she sometimes watched on TV if she happened to be home in the morning. I'm Don Pardo. Now, please welcome your host, Mr. Bill Cullen. Susanna felt a moment of vertigo and closed her eyes. Bill Cullen is dead. Don Pardo is dead. Martin Luther King is dead. Shot down in Memphis. Rule Discordia. Oh, Christ, those voices. Would they never stop? She opened her eyes and saw doors marked Shanghai Fedic and Bombay Fedic and one marked Dallas, November 1963, Fedic. Others were written in runes that meant nothing to her. At last, Nigel stopped in front of one she recognized. North Central Positronics Limited. New York, Fedic. Maximum Security.